This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Bozeman scientists have patented a novel process for growing truffles in a lab. With its distinctive earthy, chocolatey taste, the truffle fungus is as rare as it is valuable. The elusive mushroom is one of the most treasured culinary delicacies in the world, with a high-end reputation and very high price tag. Historically, people have used pigs and dogs to sniff out the valuable fungi, which grow only in specific geographic regions at the bases of certain trees. But now an expedited process for growing the treasured truffle has been developed here in Bozeman. A local mycologist and retired Montana State University professor was granted a patent in August for a novel process of growing truffles in a lab. The invention is significant for truffle consumers, reducing the process of growing truffles from around 10 years to a matter of months and drastically increasing their affordability. Gary Strobel, an MSU professor emeritus of plant pathology, partnered with Bozeman-based Black Boar Truffle Company to do the work that led to the patent. Strobel, 87, said, "To our knowledge, no one in the world has used this method to grow these valuable fungi. Wild truffles are mostly found in southern Europe and the U.S. Pacific Northwest, attached symbiotically to the roots of trees, mainly oak and hazelnut trees. Cultivating truffles is possible but difficult," Strobel said, "and involves inoculating a grove of trees with truffle spores that can take a decade to burgeon into truffles. The complexity of the truffle fungus is why it's so difficult to grow in a lab," Strobel said. "Because they are found only in soil, each truffle has its own microbiome of organisms associated with it, including various other soil fungi and bacteria," Strobel said. "That means isolating the pure truffle organisms is difficult because they exist in that rich microbiome." Black Boar Truffles owner Kelly Gaysford approached Strobel for help with isolating the truffle fungi, and Strobel experimented with isolating truffle tissue and then killing every other organism inhibiting it from growing in a lab and leaving only the pure truffle culture. The process worked. So far, Strobel and other scientists have isolated strains from 7 different truffle species. The most popular products are the black winter truffle and the white alba truffle powders, which sell for around $480 and $600 a pound. That's a lot of money, but just 1 pound of a wild-harvested white truffle can cost more than $3,000. The process of isolating the truffle fungus with B23 is now patented, but the scientists are still working to copyright every part of the process. From Strobel's discoveries, Black Boar Truffles plans to produce around 5,000 pounds of truffle powder in 2026 to be sold to large global food brands. Citizens are invited to attend a Bozeman candidate forum on Tuesday, September 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple, 422 East Mendenhall in Bozeman. Citizens can hear directly from the candidates running for Bozeman Mayor and Bozeman City Commission. People can come to the candidate forum to hear where each of the candidates stand on key issues in a lively, engaging format. The event includes free food. That's the Bozeman Candidate Forum with the candidates running for Bozeman Mayor and Bozeman City Commission, Tuesday, September 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple, 422 East Mendenhall in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.